Hey everyone, happy weekend. This is Paul and I'm lead pastor here at Jacob's Well. And if you are new here, I want to welcome you. I want to thank you for checking us out. And I want to let you know that one of the things that's really important to us is that we want to help you find a place to belong. And so if you want to find that, we want to encourage you to fill out the little card we gave you and bring it to one of our new here centers in one of our lobbies. There's someone there who could answer questions, help you get connected. You could get to know them and we could get to know you a little bit better. It'd be a great step. I also want to let you know that this weekend is family weekend. What that means is it's a little unusual. It's unlike any other service we do any time in the year because we basically turn our service over to our family team. Roxanne, our family pastor, and her whole team are a great group of people who you're going to meet, and they work so hard to make Jacob's Families just one of the most exciting things about our church. Now, the heart behind Jacob's Well Families is that we want to equip parents, you, to be the spiritual champions in your kids' life. So we come alongside you at different ages, with different events. We come alongside with training and equipping and resource. We have an incredible resource center that is meant to set you up for success in doing one of the most important jobs you'll ever do, that is being a mom or dad to some kiddo who God has entrusted with you. And so that's what this is all about. So this service is going to give you a glimpse of what your kids experience every week, and hopefully you'll understand from this that every week we teach a lesson and then send home resources to you so that you can reteach and reinforce, and you can be set up to be the spiritual champion in your kid's life. And so you'll get a great look at it. Encourage you to just completely participate in the service this weekend. I also want to let you know that if sometime during the service you get just a revelation that, you know what, I think they have a lot more fun in family ministry than we actually have in big church, you might actually be feeling a call to get involved in what we do on the weekends. You're going to hear more about that later on in the service. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and have our service. For everything else that's going on here at Jacob's Well, you can go to jacobswellchurch.church. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, or you could check out one of our podcasts so you can learn more about the church. So, are you ready? Are you ready? You're not ready, but you better get ready because here it comes.
We'll just sit for a little while now. That's probably good.
Yeah.
So we have been doing the same series for the past 3 weeks, and our RUSH students, which stands for Remember You Serve Him, it's a group of sixth graders. They formed a leadership team, and their heart is to go out and serve like Jesus. And so they've been growing a lot this past year, and they want to introduce to you our series. And so you're going to know what it is as soon as I step down.
Attention! One, two, three, four. Faith! Fight! Fear! Fights fear!
Faith fights fear. Be brave. So one of our students asked me to make sure that I would not forget to mention this, and so I'm accountable for it. So I just had to tell you we were practicing this, and we were practicing it down in one of the main elementary rooms, and they were so loud because there was no sound in there, and I just walked under a light bulb, and as I walked under it, it like burst. Just missed me. That was Jesus, but I was like, that's awesome. That's just awesome. So, it's not as loud in here. You think maybe it felt loud to you, but I'm telling you right now, that was loud, all right? So sometimes we have to be brave. And so we're talking about being brave, and we use this as a character trait.
Right.
And so for every series, we have a character trait, and this character trait, like you just heard, is brave. We do character traits because as we try to teach kids to know and become like Jesus, they have to know what Jesus was like.
Mm-hmm.
And so we pick a character trait every month that we know resembles Jesus, and we know that he was brave.
He was.
And we know that he wasn't brave just because he mustered up the courage to be brave or that he was just strong and powerful. We know that he was brave because he trusted his Father God.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was human like us, and he needed to hold on and to trust God. So that's what we've been learning about.
Absolutely.
We've been learning about being brave, and that faith fights fear. And when you hold on to God and God is with you, then your faith goes up.
Right.
And your fear goes down. And so we're going to have you practice that because it's just a really cool ditty that helps you, even as adults, to remember faith and fear.
Exactly.
So when your faith goes up, your fear goes down. When your fear goes up, your faith goes down. Let's do that with me. When your faith goes up, your fear goes down. When your fear goes up, your faith goes down. When your faith goes up, your fear goes down. When your fear goes up, your
faith
goes down. We want our faith up, right?
Yes, we do.
And so our faith is up by knowing that we are able to trust Jesus.
Right, absolutely.
Right? And we know that because why, Mr. Chan?
Well, because it comes from the Word of God. It comes from the Bible. And that's where we actually find how we know that we can be brave by having our faith up, and that puts our fear down. And we actually went to the book of Judges to find this month's scripture verse that goes with our series, Brave. It's actually from Judges 6:16, and it's a pretty small little portion of that that's five words, but five pretty powerful words.
I think they're really powerful words, and I think it's the words, I mean, it was easy to memorize.
Yes.
Judges 6:16, I will be with you.
Right.
That's what makes us brave.
Yes.
All right? And so we know that it's important for us not just to help your student or for you students to memorize a scripture. You know that we really want you to have it in your heart so that when you need it, it's there. All right? It's just part of your power, right? It's part of your way of being brave. And so we decided that, you know, they could memorize this. I will be with you, Judges 6:16. But there's more to this that we wanted them to understand about the scripture verse.
There is.
So we created a little song.
A little song.
And it's to a theme of juicy fruit. How
many
of you guys ever remember juicy fruit gum? Nice.
There's a few.
How many guys have eaten juicy fruit gum in the last year even?
Really?
Wow.
They still sell it? Wow.
It's sugary. Right? So none of the kids hardly ever raise a hand when the parents aren't here.
Right there.
Yeah, but they probably have had some juicy food.
They have, absolutely.
Right. So you'll recognize the theme song, which will help you to sing this with us. And so we asked some of our leaders to come up here, and they help us with this song so they can come up here right now. And then we're going to put the words up here so we can talk about that while the leaders are coming up. So you can see the scripture verse is highlighted in the song.
It is. Judges 6:16, I will be with you.
Mm-hmm.
He'll always be with you.
I think one of the most important parts of this is, you know, when you hear the juicy fruit song, it's at the very end, it says, faith in God is gonna move ya. That's the best I'm gonna do, okay? But I really like this part of it, and we wanted to pick this song because I get scared around here all the time. I mean, our kids have watched YouTube videos over and over of me getting scared, and I get petrified, and people scare me all the time. I've been scared 6 times this morning already, okay? I'm just saying. And so when people scare me, I have a high adrenaline, so then I just freeze. I mean, I literally freeze, and so I think it really is what fear is like. I mean, it stops you from doing the things God wants you to do, and you freeze. But when your faith goes up and your fear goes down, you actually get to move, all right, in the direction that God wants you. And the direction God wants me right now is off the stage. And because I'm not really allowed to do this kind
no,
of stuff.
She's
I told
not.
You that before. And so we're going to let you guys take it from here.
Outstanding. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to do the song that goes along with our scripture verse. And as Roxanne said, it's the juicy fruit gum jingle. So you have to stand for this because you can't sit when we do this. We're going to practice it a couple of times. And here's the really cool thing. What we do normally in kids ministry is we watch how your kids are taking to making sure they're understanding it. And we give them dollars, kids dollars that we have. Miss Roxanne actually has something better, right, Miss Roxanne?
Well, actually, it's not up here on my stand, but I do have something better. But Erica has it, and she's getting it for me right now. I could not
this
tell
her. This is how kids ministry works. We make it happen. It's
Culver's
always cool.
Culver's gift card.
Culver's gift cards. Mm-hmm. For so adults, if you like ice cream, you know, I know our friends from Alabama, they like Olson's, but I think they take Culver's as well.
Yeah.
So let's make sure you will see the actions, you will hear the song. Don't go too fast. That can be a problem. But here, I'm going to turn it over to Isaac, because Isaac's got a really good singing voice. So I'm going to give it to him.
Okay, so here's what we are going to do. So we're going to practice it once, and then we're going to do it again, but then we're going to do it one more time for those Culver's gift cards. And let me tell you, your students know how to boogie to this. They have been jamming out so hard to this, and once you learn it, it'll never get out of your head. I'm just saying that right now. So let's see what you parents have got. So let's do it. All right, and one, two, three, get the word of God out, gonna teach you what it says. Faith is gonna move ya, faith is up, fear is down. The truth is gonna move ya when you pop it in your heart. Judges 6:16 teaches ya, trust in God, he'll always be with ya. Faith in God is gonna move ya.
I think that they had it.
All right, let's do one more round.
So this is like a challenge we gave your students to get their parents to boogie. Yeah. So I'm specifically looking for students boogieing with their parents. You guys, I make it up. You know what I'm saying? Just move. Like, make it yourself move. And that's good. Okay. All right. Let's do it.
All right.
All right.
All right, so let's do it for real. Let's do it. Here we go. And one, two, three, get the word of God out, gonna teach you what it says. Faith is gonna move ya, faith is up, fear is down. The truth is gonna move ya when you pop it in your heart. Judges 6:16 teaches ya, trust in God, he'll always be with ya. Faith in God is gonna move ya.
Outstanding leaders, you may have a seat. You all could have a seat as well. That was fantastic.
Mr. Shannon.
Yes.
That was awesome sauce.
That was absolutely awesome sauce.
I hope that they wake up in the morning singing this song like I do.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they go to bed.
We're going to hear that out on the building site all week long. That's awesome.
We'll come out there and we'll sing it for
them. We'll sing it with you.
We'll get them going. All right. So that's a great way to learn our scripture verse, but it really is important for this message that kids know, I will be with you, Judges 6:16. Mm-hmm. And so we have, every week, a gigantical point that we teach your kids. And the gigantical point really is the one thing that changes every week. Mm-hmm. And it's the point that we're making based on what we're reading in the Bible about the story, and it helps your kid to take something home and live it out and to apply it. So I'm just going to give you a really short review of what we've learned so that you can do a little catch up with us. So we've been using these burning barrels. It's been a really significant part of our message, and you'll see that as we go. But these burning barrels actually tell us what our bottom lines are. So the first week we did something and nothing. And we know that fear is a liar, and fear tells us that we are nothing, that we're not enough, that we're not good enough. But we know that faith, God tells us that we are something, and we are something big. And God has a design and a purpose and a plan for every single one of us. And so we are not nothing. We're not going to listen to that fear. And so the next week we did he first and me first. And we know that our tendency is me first, but not in a selfish way, more in a way of when God calls us to trust and obey him, we're worried about maybe what other people might think of us, that they might make fun of us, or we might lose friends over it. And so we help them to understand that faith says he first, and God says, I'm with you and for you. If you trust and obey, I'm not going anywhere. I'm alongside of you. And so we've been teaching them that. And then the next one was know me and show me. And I think that this is really true for all of us, that when God calls us out to do something that's maybe bigger than what we are ready for, we're just like, just show me that you're real. I have to know that you're real. And God's like, just know me. Just know all of the things that I've taught you. Don't forget to remember all that you've learned, because if I did it then, I'm going to do it again.
Right.
And so we were teaching your kids just to remember the things that God has taught us in his word, the thing in our own life that we can remember so that we can trust him.
Right, exactly.
And so those are the things that we've been talking about. And so we have a new one this week.
We do have a brand new one this week. And I think this is actually perfect for what we're studying this weekend. And it's right over here. It's the last one. And it says this, that fear says we are weak, but faith says we are strong. Fear says we're weak. And that might be weak, like, you know, sometimes when you get to be my age, you can't lift the things that you used to because you're a little bit weaker. But it's much more than just something like being physically weak. It could be weak in sharing your faith with someone, maybe at work or at school or wherever that might be, that we say, oh, God, you know what? I'm just too weak. God says, hey, hold on a second. With me, you are strong. You can do anything. For those of you that have worked on the building and our friends from BFC, they may have said at one point, you know what, God, I'm just too weak to go on a trip like that and to help build a giant structure like that. And God said, well, hold on a second. I'm strong enough for that. You don't need to fear that weakness because I am strong enough. But I actually have a little bit of an object lesson to help you to understand it even more. So I will need a volunteer. First of all, you have to be smaller than me, but you have to be bigger than my thumb. So that will narrow it down just a little bit. Let me see if I can find one here. I'll probably, find a student over here. Let's see if I can get one over here. Yes, young lady, you are really reaching your arm up. Please come with me. Come up right up here on the stage. How are you? Come on. Right up there. right here in the, right. Perfect. Outstanding. All right, first of all, tell me, what is your name?
Riley.
Everyone say hi to Riley. Nice people, aren't they? Yeah, very much so. Okay, so Riley, you are, let me just check. Yes, you are bigger than my thumb. Here's what we are going to do, Riley. Your job, when I say so, is to wrestle my thumb to the ground. Now, you are bigger than my thumb, right? Should be pretty simple. My thumb's not all that big. Just wrestle it right down to the ground. You're ready to go, aren't you? Okay. Wipe off my arm from, okay. So when I say go, wrestle my thumb to the ground and go. Okay, Riley, stand back up. Why are you sitting down? Hold on, okay. That was pretty tough, wasn't it? All right, so let's try it one more time on the count of three. One, two, three, go. Wrestle it down. Wrestle it. She's doing great. Stop. Riley, here's the deal. My thumb is pretty small, isn't it? It's actually smaller than you, isn't it? But what's it attached to?
Yeah.
It's attached to my hand and my arm. Am I bigger than you?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, I am. I am bigger than you, and that's part of what our lesson is all about. I actually have a prize for you to give you. It's to help you to be protected in everything that you do. It's a roll of bubble wrap. You can, maybe when you go home, mom, dad could wrap you up in that so that you're safe in the car or when you go for a bike ride or just walk someplace. Yeah, wrap yourself. So you take that. Go have a seat for me. Thank you very much. Give Riley a big hand. Here's what I want you to understand. As Riley said, my thumb is attached to my hand, which is attached to my arm, which is attached to the rest of me, and that's pretty big, especially bigger than Riley. I am bigger than Riley. I'm stronger than Riley, and she's not going to be able to wrestle that thumb down. And the same thing happens for us when we put our faith in God, because while our fear might seem pretty big, you know, it's like there's our big fear and here's us over here, we're actually attached when we put our faith in God to Him. That's a pretty amazing thing. Because here's what you need to remember, no matter what that fear is, whether it's in your household right now or at work or wherever it might be, whatever that fear is, God is bigger than our biggest fear. Amen? God is bigger than our biggest fear. Oh! Amazing Barbados!
Hello, Miss Roxanne. Hello. Oh, Mr. Shannon. I am so happy to see you. So happy. Oh, I love shaking your hand. Hello, everybody. I am the amazing Bobino. And you may clap now. And I am here to do things today. Things that are so amazing. And there went my microphone pack. Hold on one second. There we go. Oh, that was so embarrassing. Okay. Here we go. Am I even on anymore? My goodness. Oh, good. Thank you, sound guy. Okay, here we are. I am here. There. Now I am here. As I said, I'm here to do things that are so amazing. But first, I'm going to need the help of someone who would like to help the amazing Bobino. I need the help of an adorable little child. Who am I going to pick today? Oh, let's see. I am going to come over here, and I'm going to look around. Oh, look at all the hands, and look at all the adults who are keeping their hands folded. You, sir, you look like fun. No. I won't pick on you, but I don't. Oh, you young lady, come on up. Come on up with me right now.
Okay. I didn't think you were going to pick me.
Oh, you didn't think I was going to pick you. Why did you have your hand up then? All right. Tell me your name.
Ellie.
Everyone, say hello to Ellie. Now, Ellie, are you ready to help me do something? Something that is. So! Amazing.
Yes.
Oh, good, Ellie. That is good because you are up here and you have no choice anymore. Now, Ellie, before we do anything, you know, outside, it has been a hot weekend today, this weekend, is it not? And so I am so hot and sweaty. So here's what I need you to do. I got this fan from Mama Bobino. Is it not so amazing?
Yes.
Look, feel that. But I need you to help me. Would you fan me so I feel better? Open that up and fan me right now, Ellie.
Why?
What did you do? What did you do? You broke it. Mama Bobino's not going to be happy. Here, let me see if I can fix it. Oh, there we go. There we go. It is all better. Now go ahead, open it up, and fan me. Oh, I feel so good.
What the? Oh. I need some glue.
What is... You need some glue? Oh, Mama Bobina. Okay, I'm going to tell on you to Mama Bobina. I know what is wrong. I know why this keeps breaking. Because you are not wearing your fabulous Bobino assistant hat. Okay, so I want you to look out there while I grab the fabulous Bobino assistant hat. Oh, look at this.
Does that matter?
Yes, it does matter. Here we go. I'm going to put it on you now. I want you to look at your mommy and daddy right now. Here, I will put this on you. There, is it on nice and good? Does it look good? Okay, good.
No.
You look so adorable. Does mom have a... Oh, she's getting the camera out. We are going to get a picture of this. Yes. So, here's what we're going to do. Here, I'm going to have you stand right here. We are going to do this. Now, you remember what we have been talking about. Without God, we are empty, are we not? That is correct. So here I come up to the amazing Bobino box. I want you to look at the amazing Bobino box. I pull out this right here. Do you see anything in it?
No.
It is empty, is it not? Is it empty, people in the middle? Is it empty, people over here? Oh, there is nothing in there except my smiling face. Okay, I will put this back on now. And now, oh, let me show you this too. This is empty as well. Is there anything over here?
No.
Anything over here? What about here?
No.
Here?
No.
Here? Here? Do you see anything? It is completely empty. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to put that back on. Now, since this is empty, like us, without God, we need to put something in it like God. What can we put in there to represent God? Let me think about this.
Hat?
No, that hat can stay right where it is.
Oh.
Yes. Oh my goodness, you are so much fun. No, I think about this. God's love covers everything in our lives. And when we have God, Life is so sweet, is it not? So, I'm going to pick this. Chocolate syrup. This will represent God today. Hershey's chocolate syrup. None of that generic stuff. Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to open the chocolate syrup. I'm going to fill it in here right now. Ooh, get that chocolate syrup in there. Ooh, lots of chocolate syrup. There we go. I think that's plenty. Now, what have we been talking about? What book of the Bible have we been talking about? Judges, that is right. So you know, when we are filled with God, we look, oh, what is in here? Oh, it is like a gavel. Oh, boom, boom, I'm a judge, like the judges, boom. I pronounce you guilty of being adorable in that hat. Here, hold this. Look at all the people who are so glad they are not you right now. No. Look at this. When we put God first in our lives, oh, then we are full of faith. And you know what? How God says, or how the fear will tell us we are nothing. But God tells us we are something. Look at that. It says something, does it not? Something. We are something. And so when we have faith and God tells us, hey, I want you to go sit next to that child who has no friends, you have the faith to go. Look at that. It says go, does it not?
Yes.
Can you see? Okay. And when God tells you, I want you to go over to your group of friends and tell them all about me, you will go, and you will go, and you will go, and you pick those up now, and oh. What? How did you? Oh, how dare I? Oh, ho, ho. Oh, ho, ho. I hope you come to the next service. I am picking you again. But when God tells you, there are kids down the street who need a friend, you can go and you can go to them and you can play with them and you can share. Oh, and I want you to tell them about me. Oh, oh, look at this. And you, oh, there's lots of kids on your block, is there not? Look at them go. Oh, ho, ho, ho. No, are there any more kids? Oh, but you know what? God tells you, I want you to be obedient to your mommy and daddy. But you're like, no, I do not want you. But when you have faith in God, you know that mommy and daddy. Here comes your chore list. So, I want to thank you. Oh, thank you for picking them up. Okay, here, I will take them back from you. Okay, yes. Here, take them back. I want to thank you for helping me out, and I want to send something with you for you to remember that God is with you. So do you remember what I put in the empty box to represent God?
Yes.
What was it?
Chocolate syrup.
So here's what we are going to do. I want you to hold your hands out like this, and I'm going to fill them with chocolate syrup so you can take them and remember that God is with you.
No, thanks.
Okay. Oh, but you know what? How about we do this? I will take the chocolate syrup that was in here, and I will take it out for you. I will go in there and take it out. What? Oh, is that not so better? Here you go. Thank you so much. Everyone, give her a round of applause. Off you go. It is time for me to go. Thank you so much, everyone, for having me here. I'm the amazing Bobino. Goodbye, everybody. I'm going to need my music. Here we go. Yes. Yes.
All right, everybody. Here we go. Yes, yes, yes. Wow. Well, there's the fun part I told you about. Sometimes we have awesome object lessons like that just so that we don't forget to remember all that God has done so we can trust him and our faith can stay up and our fear can go down. So for the past 3 weeks, we have been learning about a man named Gideon. I want to talk to you a little bit about that today. First of all, it comes from the book of Judges. You've heard that already today from chapter 7, 6, 7, and 8. And we've been probably through the first couple chapters, and we're anticipating what is to come. But I do want to catch you up. So in the book of Judges, there are stories about judges. Now, not necessarily judges like we know, like in a courtroom where we would see a judge, but these judges are actually and usually called out by God to be great warriors to defend or to come against the enemies of God in the Israelites. And so the judge that we're learning about in the book of Judges in this series is a man named Gideon. And the reason why we put Gideon on this awesome plaque is because Gideon is not only found in the book of Judges, he's also listed in the book of Hebrews in the Hall of Faith. And we know that there's all kinds of characters in the Bible, but to be chosen for the Hall of Faith really showed that Gideon had some pretty awesome trust in God. And so we're going to be talking about Gideon today, but I want to catch you up. Gideon was an Israelite. He was one of God's chosen people. And during the time of this story, it's important to know where the Israelites were at. I'm using this hat and what I have underneath it to show you that. And so the Israelites were God's chosen people. They knew God, they worshiped God, they loved God, they knew his commandments. But they forgot to remember. They forgot to remember what they saw God do for them. They forgot to remember what their parents and their grandparents told them about all the miracles and all the things that God did in their life. And they actually put God aside. And they had evil in their hearts during the time of the story. In fact, they were worshiping other gods. They had created false gods made out of wood, and they were worshiping those. And so they were evil at the time that this story was written. They were not following God. They were doing bad things. The Israelites at the time of the story had a pretty serious enemy. The enemy was the Midianites. And the Midianites never knew God. They were evil people. They hated the Israelites. In fact, they did some pretty bad things to the Israelites. One of the things that they did was every year when the Israelites had gathered up all of their produce, all their wheat, all their harvest, the Midianites would come down from the hills. The Bible says they came down like in a swarm, like locusts were coming down. And so there was many of them. And they would come down into the Israelites' camp and they would rob them of all of their food so they had nothing left. And they would kill all of their livestock and their cattle and oftentimes destroy their homes and even kill their people. And it was about the time that harvesting was happening when the Israelites remembered God. And the Bible says that the Israelites cried out to God. And I don't know about you, but when I cry, there's a lot of boogers, okay? And so the Israelites cried out to God, and God heard their prayer. And he said, I am going to send you a judge to fight against the Midianites, and his name is Gideon. I told the kids every week the important part of this story is this Kleenex. And that's because we all mess up. We all fall away from God at some time or do something against God, but he is always there, ready to give us a restart, ready to be with us, to come to us, and to accept us and to forgive us. And so it's an important part of the lesson. But we have been kind of following along with the story, and we've been waiting and anticipating. Through the last couple of weeks, we've watched Gideon's fear go up and his faith go down, and then it would flip, and his faith would go up and his fear would go down every time he'd remember that God was with him. But today is the day where God and Gideon get to, yes, defeat the Midianites. Let's take a look at what it looks like.
Hey kids, I am glad you have tuned in to our final episode about God's chosen warrior, Gideon.
Yay!
In the last few episodes, we've watched Gideon's faith go up and his fear go down. God has been preparing him to lead the battle against the Midianites.
can be brave. I mean, I'm learning to be brave. See, I thought I was nothing, but with God, I know that I am something. I used to put me first, but now I put He first. And I've been saying, show me, God. But God keeps on saying, know me, Gideon. And I need to keep telling myself, God will be with me. And you know what? I do trust that God will be with me, and my faith in God is gonna move me.
It is a good thing, Gideon, because you are about to face some very mean, ornery, bald men.
Arrgh! Ready or not, here we come.
Trembling a bit?
Hey, Mr. Shannon. Don't you think Gideon needs to remember that faith fights fear?
That is right, Miss Roxanne. And God kept reminding Gideon to trust him.
I am with you. You will not die. Go and assemble your troops.
The Israelites must have been confident that Gideon was acting under God's direction, because 32,000 men gathered together to fight the Midianites. Gideon's fear went down when he saw the army.
Gideon, you have too many men.
But God, they have five times as many.
Gideon, if you defeat the Midianites now, everyone will think it is because you have so many fighting men. I want the people to know your victory is because of my mighty power.
So God told Gideon to let all those who were afraid of the Midianites to return home. And more than 20,000 of the soldiers did.
Mighty little warrior, how many soldiers do we have left?
Okay,
10,000. I can be brave.
Fear says weak, but faith says strong.
Still too many men, Gideon.
Really?
So God told Gideon to take the soldiers down to the water. He told Gideon to place every man who scooped up water and lapped it up like a dog in one group, and everyone who knelt down to drink in another. There were only 300 men who lapped the water like a dog. All the rest knelt down to drink. Then God told Gideon,
with these 300 men, I will give you victory.
300 men and God. Sounds like a strong army to me. I'm not gonna let fear tell me that we are weak.
That night, the Israelites prepared for battle in a strange way. Each man carried a horn, a torch, and a jar. At Gideon's command, they quietly marched toward the enemy's camp and surrounded it on three sides. At midnight, when the Midianites were fast asleep, Gideon gave the signal for attack.
For God and for Gideon!
The noise of the horns and crashing of jars and the glare of torches and the shouting of Gideon's name made the Midianites believe that they were surrounded by a great army. So they ran away through the darkness, trampling, fighting, and killing each other in their confusion.
Take that! And get that! And that! You mean ornery Midianite!
Gideon sent messages to the people of Israel, telling them to pursue the Midianites. Because of God, Gideon and his people won a great victory. Once more, peace came to Israel. Remember, kids, fear tells us we are weak, but faith tells us we are strong.
Chapter 6, 16 teaches God, trust in God, He'll always be with God.
faith in God. He's gonna move ya.
Woo! Pastor Paul said I will be away today. I will be away and we'll miss you. I'm so glad we got to the end of our story. We've been waiting for 4 weeks for Gideon's faith to stay up and his fear to go down. But I imagine he felt pretty small. I mean, Gideon was small, and we know his army was small. There was only 300 left in his army. But I don't think he felt weak that day. I think he felt strong because he knew that God would be with him. So for the past 3 weeks, we've been worshiping at the end of our day with a really cool song called Fear is a Liar. And what's cool about the song is there's a line in it that says, cast all your fear into the fire. And so for the past several weeks, we've allowed your students to come forward during the song, Fear's a Liar, and cast their fear into the fire so that their faith could go up and their fear could go down. So we're going to challenge you today because we know that the first step to being brave really is to let go of our fears. And we all have fears. And so every seat has a piece of paper, a newsprint. You can just look, there's little squares of newsprint. If everybody could just pull them out, there's several of them in there because we have several services. So if you could just go ahead and pick out one square, and that square represents your fear. And so we used a newsprint because we know that we hear lies from all sorts of places. And yeah, maybe it is the media, maybe it's a newspaper, but I'm talking about what's in our thoughts. I'm talking about what other people tell us about ourselves that's not true. And so we're just going to spend a little time together. And as the song is playing, we actually stand and we worship during this song and we sing this song. The song is a really powerful song about our fears. It's a very powerful song about casting our fears to God, giving them to God. That's why we have the burning barrels. So I'm going to challenge you today, maybe do something a little bit different to be brave and get out of your seats. But spend a little time with God and talk to him about the fears that you have. And then I'm going to ask you to come up at some time during this song, whenever you feel led, to cast your fear in the fire. And so we have barrels on each side. You can do that and just do it as God, as the Holy Spirit prompts you to do so. But we're just going to worship together and we're going to cast our fears together. We're going to take a step and we're going to be brave. We've been talking to your students about what kind of fears they've been casting in the fire, and we started taking note of those, and we wanted to share them with you because we wanted you to know that they've been growing in their faith, that their faith is up and their fear is down. So our Rush kids want to show you how that's happening in those fears that they represent.
I want to be brave when I hear about bad things happening all around the world. Faith fights my fear.
I want to be brave when I hear about school shootings. Faith fights my fear.
I want to be brave during bad storms. Faith fights my fear.
I want to be brave and stand up for what is right even when I get made fun of. Faith fights my fear.
I want to be brave when my family is not getting along. Faith fights my fear.
I want to be brave when I am tempted to follow the crowd and do what is wrong. Faith fights my fear.
I want to be brave when I feel all alone and I have no friends. Faith fights my fear.
I want to be brave when I feel like everyone is better than me. Faith fights my fear.
I want to be brave when I am feeling anxious all the time. Faith fights my fear.
I want to be brave when my struggles in school make me stand out. Faith fights my fear.
I want to be brave when someone I love is very sick.
Faith fights my fear. I want to be brave when people say bad things about me. Faith fights my fear.
I want to be brave when someone I love has died. Faith fights my fear.
I want to be brave when I'm alone at night. Faith fights my fear.
Let's pray. I will be with you, Judges 6:16. I pray, God, that we would stand on that word and that, Jesus, our faith would go up and our fear would go down and we would live that out and be brave for you. Help us to go. Help us to go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Woohoo! Thank you, Rush leaders. All right, well, just when you think it's over, it's not over.
It's not all over yet.
Faith fights fear, and we need some parents that are ready to fight some fear.
It's game time.
All right, game time.
All right, we'll let them get off.
All right. Oh, boy. Do I have to touch this again, Mr. Shannon?
Yes, you do have to go up here, and we have to bring this back up on the front. Let's get it out
here. All right, let's do it. Okay.
Let's get it. Okay.
Faith fights.
Back by popular demand.
Back by popular demand,
from the first week of Faith Fights Fear. You're a little scared right now, aren't you? I can tell.
All right. All right. So, Mr. Shannon.
Oh, careful. That would be bad. Yes.
Let's unveil what they're going to be fighting today.
Oh, look. It's a tank full of leeches.
Not just one leech, two leech, or three, but 300 leeches.
I think they're sleeping. Let me wake them up for you.
All
Hold
right.
on. Oh, there we go. Oh, hello. Oh, yes, there now. Perfect. That water's cold, too. Here's what we need from all of you. I need to find two volunteers, a parent and a child set for, actually, I need four volunteers. So I need a parent and a child set. Now, if you are afraid of leeches, that's okay. They aren't that bad.
And faith
so raise fear. Your hands. I need to see who I need to bring up here. I need a child, an adult, and then
you
I'm going to bring
ahead,
them up here.
I'll
so I will find
the
them.
Game.
You get everything else set up. Let me see.
You pick, and I'll explain the game.
Let me see here.
All right.
I need to find.
First of all, there's prizes, because there's got to be prizes, right? And what better than a chicken fight pool prize? All right. All right,
Hello.
You should get your hands
yes,
up, people.
Yes,
Who does not
right
want
there.
A chicken
yeah, yeah.
fight pool prize?
Yeah, 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 yes, you.
Right.
Yeah, and bring a parent with you.
Okay.
Okay, yes, Mom. Outstanding.
All
right. Right
oh.
up there on stage. Go right up
nice.
There. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and I need to
Pick
find
them while
another
young.
One. Let's see. Let's
nice.
See. Nice. Yeah, one.
Okay.
Got one.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Oof, this is so difficult.
Right.
There are so many of you, and I wish I could choose all
mm-hmm,
of you,
mm-hmm.
But I can't. So let's just
mm-hmm.
see.
Come
let's
on up.
See.
Oh, this is
let's
so perfect. You guys can stand right here. We'll let you be on this side. It's a good thing that Mom is
really?
Tall. All right, come on. Let's go,
Okay,
Mr.
come
Shannon.
On. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah, right
what
here. Right here. Yes, yes. Please. Please, let's go.
Oh,
okay,
they're
both
leery.
Of you, and you have to bring a parent with you.
Yeah, it can't be just the children. We know the children are
Mom's
brave.
Excited. Give her a big hand. This is
all
so
right.
fired
Woo-hoo!
Up. You can come, too. Let's all go up there. Okay.
If this is what excited is, I don't know.
No, I
Come on up. Just pay attention to the chicken. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, come right. right over here, close,
right.
close.
So let's explain what this is. If you saw our Rush Kids, you would have saw that there was a dog tag on each one of them.
Mm-hmm,
so
there was.
Inside the bottom of this tank are 10 Faith dog tags.
Correct.
All right? And so Mr. Shannon, explain who is going to be trying to get the dog tags out.
Okay, so there's going to be one of each of the teams here that's going to be getting the out of the tank, the dog tags, and it's going to be the adults.
I think judging by, she's just absorbing this lesson now, I think we could tag that one.
Hey, you change the rules however you want to.
I understand fear when I see it. And I clearly see fear right now. So we can tag team that if needed.
Okay, so you get to help. All right? And you can help as well, although it's kind of hard to reach up there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how it works. When I say go, you're going to reach into the tank, and you're going to get one of those dog tags that's down on the bottom down there. Ooh, hello. And there are 10 of them in there. You need to get 5 of them.
Or
Once you get 5,
one, you've tackled
just put it right here on the
I
table. When
any.
You get to 5, you need to face everybody that's out there and say what it says on the screen right there. Faith fights fear. You okay?
So she's tall enough, so maybe she
yeah,
can
she
help.
Can, she,
You come on over here and you can help since you're smirking at your mama right now.
Yeah. This is what happens
sometimes.
Just so
you know, I got your back, people. All right.
They're mostly sleeping anyway.
All right,
it's okay.
She's got,
so here we go.
This.
When I say go, you're going to start the music. You're going to reach in there and get them out as quickly as possible.
Remember, they have to be handed in the... Yeah.
Well, I just said they could put them here.
You're going to let them
put them
there?
Yeah, I'm going to let them put them here rather than hand them off to...
All right.
Okay,
all
here
right.
we go.
Sounds good. That went fast.
I'm going to hold on to
give
this tank now
because
we're going to have trouble. On your marks, get set, go!
Come on, find it, find it. You can do it. Come on, go, 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 go. Come on.
There, there
go,
we got one. We got one over here. We got one over here.
We got
one over here. We got one.
Come on, go, go, go.
There's two over there. There's two over here. We got to get three. We got to get, keep going. They're in there. Oh, there, you found them. You got them. There we go. There's three.
Come on, get
it back. And there's two.
Come on, you can do
keep
it.
Digging. Oh, my goodness. You should see this from here. This is ugly. Four.
Come on, you can
do
it.
One more. Come on, team. One
go
more.
Team.
It's awesome. This
all
is right. some faith right here.
Who's
I
got five? Anybody got five? Look at her.
All right, hold on. Say faith fights fear.
Faith fights fear.
Yes.
What's
one,
this giving
two,
up for this
three,
brave soul
four,
right now? That's awesome.
Five.
That is amazing.
Wow.
That is amazing. Now she can fight her in the pool for calling her up.
Exactly.
With the chicken fight.
We have for you two chickens in the pool to play chicken fight.
There you go.
Those are both your prizes. Yeah, you have to take them home inflated, too. That's part of the deal. So take those with you. For our friends over here that did a valiant job.
Look at what you get. 100 water balloons.
Nice job.
Those are the things
you can
you
take
should
those.
Be doing
have
with
a
water.
Seat. Take them with you. Yeah, take them
nice.
With you.
Nice. Oh, my goodness.
Careful, careful. It's a big step.
Good Woo! Job, bud. Oh, boy.
Wow. Did you see that she actually got one on her arm?
Did No.
Yeah, she did. It was
no.
on her arm. It was
did
like,
you
it was
see
like that?
That? She put, really? Just so you know, that was not real because I would have fainted. All right.
It's a Tootsie Roll.
Before we dismiss you, I just want to say a couple things. One is I hope you had a great day with us. Isn't it awesome what your kids get to do every weekend? We want you to share the things that your kids do every weekend, so we send these devos home with your students just to keep building their faith throughout the week, and it really does talk about the lesson that they just learned. So I just encourage you to do that with them or encourage them to do that. And then lastly, I just want to say that we don't do leeches every weekend, but we would love to have you on our team. So if you're interested in serving in family ministry, there's all sorts of ways that you can serve. We would love to welcome you to do that. So please fill out this card and hand it to somebody in orange. And lastly, go. Be brave. Woohoo!
Thanks for coming. Have a great rest of your week.